You're listening to WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. A 2007 essay for the New York Times began with the words, "Eat food, not too much, mostly plants." The man who wrote those words, Michael Pollan, says he still thinks that the answer to eating healthy is relatively simple. But he says it's needlessly complicated by the way food is marketed and sold. Pollan will speak Thursday at Miller Auditorium. The event is sponsored by Western Michigan University's Center for the Humanities as part of their Healing Arts series. It is also the Kalamazoo Community Foundation's 2014 community meeting. You are coming to Kalamazoo to hold what we're being told is a community conversation about food. But anyone who's read you or listened to you talk knows that when you start talking about food, it's going to branch off into some other areas. Can you kind of give us the idea of the other areas of life that food affects and how it gets there?
Yeah, well, you're right. Food is attached to so many different things. It's one of those areas in life. You know, there's a great quote by John Muir, the 19th century American nature writer, and he said that you could pull on one thread in nature and the whole world comes with it, because everything's connected. So food connects us to the earth, and it has an enormous influence on the environment, on the climate, on the quality of the water and the soil, obviously, but it also is the biggest factor in our health, and whether we're struggling with chronic diseases or not can usually be attributed to our diet. So it connects to health in the largest sense, the health of the environment and the health of the individual. And then, of course, there are the animals that are implicated in our food system and our social life. So much of social life has to do with eating. Are we eating together at meals, or are we eating in our cars alone? This has a huge bearing on the quality of civil life in a society. So we'll talk about that, too.
So how does public policy at the government level end up influencing what we eat?
Well, massively. I mean, it's a mistake to regard the food system we have as natural or even the product of the free market in any sense. It's very much a product of the rules of the game that are written by the government and written by the various corporations that influence the government. So the Farm Bill, for example, you know, is the rules by which the whole game is played. And it is the reason that so many farmers grow corn and soy and nothing else. They're well subsidized for doing that and well insured for doing that. And it is the reason that so many of our animals are on feedlots now. It has to do with incentives built into the food system by government policy. So government policy is very important, and we cannot expect to change the food system without changing government policy. There's lots that's happening outside of policy, of course, and there is this alternative food system that's being built brick by brick right now, and that's very exciting. But to really reach a lot of people with a different kind of food, something that's, you know, more wholesome and more sustainable, is going to require addressing policy. And that is very hard to change. It's very, very locked in because it serves the interests of a lot of different parties. Unfortunately, it doesn't serve the interests of our health or the health of the environment, both of which are really damaged by the food system we have. Look, we're dealing with four of the top 10 killers in America are chronic diseases linked to diet. It is really what kills, you know, most of us sooner or later is things tied to the way we're eating. And yet the government at the same time is subsidizing the least healthy calories in the supermarket.
And give us a bit of a run through about how that works. Why is it that the things that are the most unhealthy for us are oftentimes the things that are easiest to afford?
Well, yeah, and that's not an accident. I mean, we subsidize, take corn and soy, for example. We heavily subsidize those, and they're grown on, I think corn is on 100 million acres in the Midwest now, and soy takes turn with corn, of course, in the field. That's the classic rotation. So there's somewhat fewer acres of soy, but not many. They're amazing crops in many ways. They're incredibly efficient ways of getting protein, fat, and carbohydrates off of the land. The problem is they're not really food. Most of the corn and soy that we grow has to be processed. And those two commodity crops, as they're called, are the building blocks of processed food. If you think about corn, it is what feeds the animals that become the feedlot meat and becomes the hamburgers and fast food and the chicken. And then if you think about and then the corn also becomes the sweetener in the soda in the form of high fructose corn syrup. And on the soy side, the oil from the soy is the fat that most of the fast food is fried in. So we are, as a society, heavily subsidizing these building blocks of a fast food diet. And then you look on the other side, think about the healthier foods, the things that, you know, we're always being told we should eat more of fruits and vegetables, and you see that there's very little public support.
Author and Professor Michael Pollan will speak Thursday night at Miller Auditorium beginning at 7:30. Links with more details can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.